Welcome to another episode of the Business Storytelling Podcast, where Christoph Trapp shares tips and tricks around marketing and is joined by experts from around the globe. Don't forget to check out his new book, Content Performance Culture, available worldwide on Amazon and on AuthenticStorytelling.net. Enjoy this episode.
Hello, business storytellers. It's Christoph Trapp, your host and author of Content Performance Culture. And today I want to talk about public meetings and also meetings of clubs and other organizations that have board meetings. And the thing that I have found with the coronavirus pandemic prompting all of us to be at home is I have probably attended more public meetings and board meetings in general in the last few weeks here, the last 6 weeks or whatever, it's been 7 weeks, than I had in the last few years. Of course, when I was a journalist, I would go to board meetings all the time. And then when I worked in nonprofit, I addressed the board, so to speak, because I was a marketing VP. But, you know, typically going to public hearings is really, I mean, it takes a lot of time. I mean, if you think about like a city council meeting here in Marion, Iowa, it's like 3 hours scheduled from 5:30 to 8:30. And that's a big amount of investment, big amount of time for me to pack up, drive to City Hall, go sit in the chambers there and listen to the meeting. Now, currently with everyone being sheltered at home and the coronavirus still wreaking havoc around the globe, everybody is live streaming their board meetings. So, you know, the school board, there's a club I'm a member of, the pool club, the pool board, and others that have boards. Everybody is live streaming their meetings and everybody is sitting in their houses, standing in their houses if they use a stand-up desk, which is what I do currently. And, you know, it's so much easier to tune in. Like last night, I actually listened to a school board meeting and I just had it running in the background. But that would never work if you have to attend in person, right? Because you have to go there. You have to sit there. You're not talking to your spouse. You're not talking to your kids while you're sitting there. It's a real commitment. And no wonder nobody attends public meetings. Yes, they're public, but are they as accessible as they could be? Probably not. So that's one thing I noticed when it comes to having a Zoom meeting. You can just turn it on. You can listen to it in the background. You can look at the screen when you really need to know what the information is that's being presented. And it makes it more accessible. And I would really encourage all the public bodies, all the boards out there to consider staying with live streaming once this pandemic is over, even if the board meets in a physical place together. It's easy enough, as we've all proven now, to live stream things. And even sometimes if it's just audio, better than nothing, but turn the Zoom on, turn the Zoom meeting on, or use another tool. There's plenty. I actually wrote an article over on AuthenticStorytelling.net/blog about how churches can live stream their sermons. And certainly many of those tips also apply to other live streams. You know, how you do it, you can do it on Facebook Live, you can do it on Zoom, you can do a Periscope, you can do, I mean, there's all kinds of options of how you can do it. You can use Switcher Studio if you like to. That's a new tool I'm using to broadcast my podcast recordings live with a guest especially and video. So we will see how that goes. Staying by on that project. But why not do that? Why not make it more accessible? And, you know, that's really all I have on the topic. It's just something that crossed my mind. And here's the other reason why it's good to do that. It shows the intent of the boards. And I'll give you an example. I was part of, I listened to a board meeting and they were discussing what to do with the services. Are they going to open? Are they going to not open? Are they going to refund memberships? If they don't, how much, how does it work, what are the bylaws, et cetera, et cetera. And it was just very, very clear how, what their intent was, you know, how they were thinking, why they were thinking like that. And it was really good to hear as a member of that club, what was happening and what people were, what their thought process was and why and what the costs were and, you know, so forth. And also, you know, what are the contingency plans? And it was just good to hear that. It's really hard, I think, to sometimes summarize those things in just like a few paragraphs or like an email or whatever it might be. And then also when people play it back, it's not always played back exactly in the same way. So I know there is a lot of, like I know of city council meetings, they're broadcasting already on their YouTube channel or they're broadcasting already on the city cable channel. Here's the other thing, you know, I don't even have TV. I don't even watch TV. I watch Netflix. I watch YouTube. So if you're already on like a government channel that's broadcast over TV, fantastic. Thank you for taking that step. But also consider one of these digital channels. And it's really easier than ever, in my opinion, to do that. I mean, you really just set up a camera, you set up some mics, depending on where you put the camera, maybe you can hook it into the sound system inside the wherever the meeting is. And that might be one way to get good audio. But keep that in mind, good audio does matter. It's not just about broadcasting it, but it's also in a way broadcasting it that makes the consumption relatively easy. And of course, once we move out of this pandemic lockdown and we're all in a room again and we're live streaming from that room, the audio setup will be different and will be more difficult, honestly, than having everybody on a Zoom meeting. Because what happens when everybody's on a Zoom meeting, everybody uses their own phones, everybody uses their own microphones, and the audio is typically pretty good. The problem that I've seen is where we run into issues is when we start having some people in a room and some people are watching from remote. So let's say you have, you know, 8 board members or whatever, and they will, they're all sitting at a table and then people are trying to listen to it from afar. And, you know, sometimes the audio needs to be looked at and worked on. So just something to keep in mind. The other thing is government bodies especially, and really even this other board meeting I was on where it was with for members. So it's not public per se, but it's public to the members. And, you know, most boards have a public comment section. So it's not just like you can always chime in and give your opinion. That's, you know, the board meetings are for the board to discuss things. But there's typically a public comment section. So if you continue live streaming, what are the rules around the public commenting? Can people call in to comment or do they have to be in person? I would argue that it's quite okay to allow members of the public, members of the membership or, you know, or whatever, to comment while they're remote and while they're calling in. It does give access. It also shows, you know, that the public bodies are buying into public records laws because, you know, public records ultimately is about access. And I know this happens that governments sometimes make access to public records hard. And I mean, we did tests back in my newspaper days and we would go and see how hard it would be to look at a public record and do, I don't want to call them undercover stings, but basically, right? Reporter goes in and just, you know, plays Joe Public and asks for a public record. And they're not usually supposed to ask you, well, why do you need it? Who are you? Why, et cetera, et cetera. Or charge exorbitant fees. You know, all those things don't make the access easier. They make the access harder. And, you know, so this is just another thing that would make it easier. So, of course, at the end of the day, when access is easier, people will consume the content. People will be more connected. And here's the other thing. When boards don't have anything to hide, why does it matter? Be real, be authentic, do what's right, And, you know, it will help you as a board. It will help you get people's trust and actually people being engaged. Yesterday I was listening to a school board meeting and they were like 100 attendees. 100. When was the last time you went to a school board meeting and they were, you know, 100 people? And there were some topics I could see why people would be interested. But, I mean, you know, it's, would they have all shown up in person? I don't know. Maybe they would have, but I'm not so sure they would have. So keep that in mind. Once we get out of this lockdown, you know, and the other thing is it could help us with not having everybody in one big space. You know, of course, again, fewer people might show up if it's only in a physical space, but it also would be a nice way to integrate, you know, 2020 technology with long-term, let's call it traditions of public meetings in the United States, and, you know, make it easy for people to participate and go from there. If you have any questions, if you need any help setting this up, feel free to reach out, ctrap@gmail.com, or you can give me a call, 319-389-9853. Always happy to help, always happy to brainstorm on how you can move it forward. Or you can read the article on my blog, authenticstorytelling.net/blog, and search for church sermons. Many of the tips in that article can also be applied here. As a final note, many of my podcasts, it's just me without a guest, are broadcast on Periscope, periscope.tv/ctrap. Hope you check that out and subscribe. And if you like the podcast, please consider going to Apple Podcasts to leave a good, positive 5-star review. Always appreciate that. Always like to see what people enjoy. And if you have any other feedback, always feel free to reach out as well. Here's to live streaming in 2020 and beyond. I hope more and more boards will do it. And, you know, give access to your content. Give access to your thought process. Give access to, you know, what is public to begin with? And if you're already doing it, thank you so much. Here's to getting out of the home lockdown and, you know, having access to information that we need. I'm your host, Christoph Trapp. Until next time, thanks for listening.